You are now listening to Productivity Boss Moves with Robert Price. For more, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, productivity coach Robert Price, and I'm here with my amazing co-host and friend once again, Deborah Learns. What's going on, Deborah?
Hello, hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. So grateful to be alive and, you know, just able to learn week after week and be able to share my experiences and things that I learned with the listeners is truly a joy for me. So so excited today, as always, with these episodes we record. But today we're talking about three ways to attack feelings of overwhelm.
Oh, this is going to be a great one. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to get this content. This is going to be amazing. And I know the audience can't wait either.
Right. Because some of you who are listening, you know, you might have that feeling right now. Oh, I'm just so overwhelmed. And, you know, because there's just so much content that, you know, people are, you know, maybe taking in and just learning thing after thing, and they're just like, man, I'm still overwhelmed.
Yes.
And I just want to be able to you know, just have a sense of peace and a sense of stability in terms of how, you know, they move through life. So I'm grateful that we have an opportunity to do this episode, because that's exactly what we're going to deliver to people today.
Awesome. It's going to be awesome. I know.
Yeah. Okay. So I have a little bit of how can I say this? We're going to take a break from the top three real quick.
Okay.
But all right. I do have a question for you. Even though, because I know I catch you off guard with those top threes. So I'm like, I'm going to give her a little bit of a break this week. Switch it up a little bit. Keep you on your toes. But this week, I just want to know, you know, we're still in our heart of summer, kind of nearing towards the end. We just, you know, started the month of August. But I want to know from you, what's your favorite thing to do during the summer?
Favorite thing to do during the summer? I would say going to the park is one of my favorite things.
Okay. Going to the park. Can you tell me about that?
Just so, for example, I live in Georgia. And I don't live far from Stone Mountain Park. And so that is my new thing, going to the park, going up the mountain. It gives you an opportunity, like once you get to the top of the mountain, to look out over just God's creation, the city, and just to take it all in. And just to look at how amazing nature is, and also how amazing, like, how was this created? So it gives me time to reflect, and that's one of the things that I'm always doing, because, you know, we're always so busy, and to have moments like that to just be still and just take it all in. So that's probably my favorite thing.
Okay. Okay. That is, that's an awesome, you know, that's just an awesome experience, activity to experience, and I think mine is very similar to yours, because when I think of the really spring into summertime, it's like a favorite activity for me, but just being able to go for a walk.
Yes.
And I know I know my people from California are like, what are you talking about? Go for a walk. We can do that whenever. But, you know, in a colder climate, you know, weather year round, especially being from New Jersey, you know, it's you're not really trying to walk in the winter. And you know, at some points during the fall. So the late spring into the summer is, you know, I just enjoy going for just a walk.
Right. And I think this question is so appropriate to what you're about to start talking about in attacking the feelings of overwhelm. And, you know, what we're doing, you're doing the walk and me going to the park, is just being in that moment and how important it is to just, you know, have a moment of peace and just calmness in everything that's coming to us. So
absolutely.
I love the question.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So let's hop into the content.
Ooh, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Let's go.
So we have a short, again, a short acronym this week. And the acronym for this week is DIY. You might know that as do it yourself. So no one is actually gonna, it's funny because no one's actually gonna help you fight these feelings of overwhelm. You have to do it yourself. So in keeping that in mind, we're gonna follow that acronym as we, you know, share these three ways to attack feelings of overwhelm.
All right.
So the first way is to drink the amount of water your body needs.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, drink.
That sounds pretty simple, Robert. Drink the amount of water you need.
Drink the amount of water you need, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although it sounds pretty simple, I'm going to repeat something I said on one podcast before. And it's this four-word resolve. It is, you know, people usually say this sometimes when they hear information that they've heard before. They say, I already know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like people to change that, those four words, into am I doing that?
Am I doing that?
Right, because it's really easy to say, oh, I've heard that before. You know, I can turn the podcast off right now. I you know, I've heard to drink the right amount of water that my body needs. And for those who don't know, the right amount of water that our body needs is half of our body weight in ounces. That's a pretty well-known fact. But again, I want you to keep an open mind and an open heart as we, you know, breach these tips, because mm-hmm. I believe, you know, really buckling down on, you know, applying them and being focused on, you know, really adding these things to our lives will be a game changer if we apply them correctly. But I remember I had a discussion with you about drinking water. It's something, it's an area that you're passionate about as a, you know, wellness coach, as I, you know, would call you. And yeah, so if you could just share, you know, some of that information right now on this particular, you know, part, and I'll chime in, you know, with some things at the end. But yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely.
You have the floor.
Yeah, so I have to tell you, yeah, so when I started my weight loss journey, I never realized how important water was. And so, you know, when I said, oh, that sounds very simple, it does. And like you said, was I doing that? Absolutely not. And so when I embarked upon this journey this time around, which was a year ago today,
okay.
I actually.
Wow.
Decided.
Congratulations.
I know. Thank you.
That's awesome.
I
wow.
can't believe it.
I didn't know today was such a significant day.
It
wow.
is. It is.
Wow, that's powerful.
So I decided, let's just go to the basics. And I said, you know, I always heard that water, drink water. That was all I've always heard. And I was not compliant. I'd have a bottle here and there, but not consistently every day. Right. And so for me, the first step was, I am going to drink 4 16.9 ounce bottles of water a day. And that was my first focus for the entire month of August. Okay. When I started my journey. Mm-hmm. And it was as simple as that. And then as I started doing that, and the more I read about it, it talked about if you drink more water, you know, you won't have the brain fog you have, you know, during the day at work. You know, right. I thought caffeine was what I needed. You know, we have this, you know, we need caffeine. And not realizing my body's dehydrated. That's what's going on. I need mm-hmm. to drink more water. And I could tell a difference immediately. It's amazing. Like, the brain fog went away. And then secondly, people were like, what are you doing? You're glowing. So not only does it help with the brain fog going away, but people notice you have this glow, you have this shine. It's amazing what water does. I mean,
wow.
All I have basically now is water. I'll drink tea, but I'm able to drink tea with just the tea bag and not put sugar or honey or any
wow.
of those things in it.
Yeah, I haven't made it that far yet, but wow. Yeah. No, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it was a mindset change. And for a lot of you that may be struggling with it, it is about making a decision and sticking with it. And you may not be able to do 4 16.9 ounces bottle of waters. You may have to start with just one bottle because you don't drink any. Mm-hmm. Or maybe if you drink one, maybe go up to two a day and just gradually increase. But the point is just get started and to just do it.
Right. Right, yeah. Because what is the statistic? I think it's like 75% of our body or something like that is made up of water.
Yeah, I saw this statistic that 75% of our human brain is water.
Oh, look at that.
Like,
that's even deeper. You're going deep. You're going deep early.
I'm like, yeah. Ooh, well, no wonder that brain slows down because I'm not
right.
giving it any water.
Oh, no wonder yeah. I have a headache. Because
exactly.
I don't have any water.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's so
yep.
many times. This is the number one. I'm going to bring you behind the curtain of my marriage a little bit. But this is like the number one battle. Me and my wife fight. I'm like, she's like, oh, I have a headache, babe. I'm like, did you drink any water, babe? And she's like, no, pass me that bottle. So, you know. It is definitely a game changer. My wife actually, she used to have migraines. So even you know, even deeper than just regular headaches. But you know, water, it is a game changer when it comes to just basic things, I think, that we tolerate. We just live with it, you know, not even thinking that it's possible for our lives to exist without that, you know, chronic headache pain or whatever the pain is we're experiencing. And I remember, I mentioned this before, but Sean Stevenson said on the Model Health podcast, the Model Health show one time, he said that literally when he would be in the clinic and have clients come in, his first thing that he would have them do is to drink 1 liter of water before he, you know, tested them or worked on them for anything else. It was just drink this 1 liter of water. And he said that 80% of the time, whatever was wrong with them when they came into the office ceased to be wrong with them based on that water.
Exactly. It just that one change can truly make a difference. Like, people don't realize that drinking water, it cushions your joints. We don't realize that it removes the waste. We need to get waste out of our body, but if we're not drinking water, how can the colon get rid of that waste? And
right.
just it's amazing how water, as simple as that, can make such a huge difference in our bodies.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you only have You hear people say, like, you only have one vehicle that can take you through life. And if you think of your vehicle like a car, water, I would say, is water really is the 93 octane liquid that you can give your body compared to any other liquid. So
yes,
it depends on how you look at yourself. You know, are you just a basic economy car, or are you a luxury car? You know what I mean? Are you a high level performance car? Because if you look at yourself in a way that you truly are, and you are royal, if you're listening to this podcast, you are royal.
Yes, absolutely.
You definitely need to be putting some water into your system, because that's what you need. Yeah, so no, definitely.
I like that. I'm a high performing vehicle.
You're a high performing vehicle. Why are you gonna put that? Are you gonna put that high fructose corn syrup down your throat? You know,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
You don't need that. No, let that go. That causes that contributes toward cancer. By the way, if you didn't know that, high fructose, which is in like every type of drink, really, besides water. I'm sure there's some without it, but you know, for a lot of the ones we're most familiar with, that's in there.
For sure.
Yeah.
So we just encourage you all, just take the step. Just take the step to just drink the amount of water you need, you know.
Right.
And if you can't drink the half ounce for every pound that you weigh, like Robert mentioned, just start somewhere, even if that's just 16 ounces. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent step, Robert. I love that one.
Yeah, and some of the other benefits of water, just that I, you know, kind of wrote down, is just increased energy. Sometimes we're a little fatigued and just dragging, and what do you know? I just drunk some water and I'm ready to go, you know?
So
increased energy. We mentioned already, diminishes headaches, overcomes dehydration. And I have a really quick funny story about that. You mentioned the eliminating, minimizing skin issues we might be experiencing.
Yes.
And I have a funny one. So eliminate a hospital visit. So you're saying,
but that's
what do you
truth
mean?
To that.
Yeah. Right. There's a lot of truth to that. And
absolutely.
I'm going to tell you, I lived it. Going back to my wife again, I'm doing this for you guys. Look, I'm sharing my life with you, so you can listen. But this is the truth. My wife and I went to the hospital one night. She just really wasn't feeling well and was in there, and I'm thinking something is terribly wrong. Like, she doesn't feel great at all. And I'm like, oh, Lord, you know, all of these thoughts are going through my head about, like, what could be wrong? What could be going wrong right now? And come to find out, we were in the hospital because she was dehydrated.
Wow.
And I said, okay, you got to be kidding me. because of
there
dehydration.
It is.
So let me tell you, water, it is inexpensive to drink compared to really any other thing that you can drink, but it can be really expensive to you if you don't drink it. So
absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. And thanks for sharing that story, because it really shows the impact of just drinking water, how it can save money and also prevent different diagnoses if we are consistently doing this on a consistent basis.
Right, because you don't get to go to the hospital for free nowadays.
No, you don't.
There's a cost to that, right?
Yeah. There is a cost.
Yeah. So,
for sure.
So that's the first thing. And for some people, like, that literally, that's a game changer. So even finding out, okay, this is my weight and this is half of my, you know, if I'm, you know, 200 is 100, or, you know, whatever it is, just figuring that out and just making a commitment to grow, to that point. Of course, you don't have to start there today, especially based on where you're starting from, but definitely, you know, implement that and build up to where you need to be to give your body what it needs to thrive.
And I will mention this really quick, Robert, because you mentioned Sean Stevenson. I love his, I listen to his podcast. And one of the things he mentioned that I've implemented in my life is when I wake up is I drink a bottle of water. Sometimes I will do two bottles of water. And he talked about, and I never thought about this, you know, when you sleep, a lot of things are happening during your sleep. Uh-huh. So you wake up, you're dehydrated based on the mechanics of what happens during sleep. And it's necessary to drink a bottle of water. And also, he talked about how it will increase your metabolism. So I keep water in my bedroom, in my bathroom. So when I wake up, that's one of the first things that I do is I make sure I get a bottle of water in then. So that's a tip for anyone out there, especially for those that say, oh, my metabolism is slow, you know, to try that.
Water will help speed it up.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So. And for those faithful podcast listeners, you know, we've talked about that on a previous episode, especially going dating back to the morning routine episode, which I'll drop in the show notes as well for you. But water is a game changer. So we're going to go on to point number two, which is inhale and exhale regularly throughout the day.
Oh, I've had some experience with that.
Right. Yeah.
I've had to do that often. So this is a good one.
And what happens, you know, I know you've heard people say, and you've heard it said to you, or you know, said it to others, all right, just stop and take a deep breath.
Yes.
You know, just stop and take a deep breath. And it's something about, nothing changed in your life. But literally,
you're right,
at that moment when you stop and you go, oh man, even doing it right now just brought so much more peace to my current state. Like, oh man, it's incredible. It's such a simple thing to do. But if you just stop, matter of fact, as you're listening right now, you could just stop. We can do it together. Just inhale really quickly. So exhale. Don't you just feel so much better?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you're bringing oxygen to your brain, right, you know, right there. And you all of a sudden it's like, whoa, I can think clearly in a way that I wasn't thinking previous to doing that. That definitely is a game changer. And a couple of other, you know, benefits to inhaling and exhaling, taking deep breaths, is you increase your endurance to face high pressure situations. So, you know, we've all been there. We've all been in situations where it's been high stakes, high pressure. Our job is on the line. You know, whatever is going on, like we're about to propose or, you know, something is happening.
Exactly.
It's like, let me get ready for this. And even, you know, just whatever you do, just that's just a great common practice to kind of lower the pressure.
It does.
Go ahead.
It resets you. I find myself, because I fly a lot, and I find myself on the plane. You know, just all the energy that's coming in on the plane, we're boarding and all of that. And I find myself having to take a deep breath. And it does. Sometimes you'll be on a meeting and you're like, oh, take a deep breath, because maybe things are not going as you would like them to go. And I just find that just is such a reset to inhale and exhale.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's phenomenal. And it actually, I wrote that it signifies a purposeful pause in the midst of chaos.
Ooh, yes.
So it's a way for you to take control of that moment intentionally. And don't allow the moment to overtake you. So, you know, for some people, you know, in the midst of an exercise, movement is a chaotic moment. we started, you know, on the call, we started doing planks at the end of the call during the song that plays, "This Is How We Do It," right?
We started, it
kind of gradually grew. First it started 30 seconds a minute, minute and a half, you know, it just grew. And now, you know, people pretty much do the whole entire song at the end of the call. And so, you know, I just think about that because one of the things you hear people say throughout this entire time is breathe. Breathe, you know, remember to breathe. And because I know for a fact, I probably wouldn't be able to make it the whole entire song without those breaths.
And it's just,
it's so important because it, you know, it gives you that sense of I can get through this when you wouldn't otherwise have that feeling.
Yes, for sure. So. I find myself doing that when I'm exercising. There's one particular exercise that the health motivator does, and it is so hard for me to get through. And when I do it and I take those deep breaths, I'm able to push past my limit, if you will, just by inhaling and exhaling. And I think because your mind starts focusing on the inhale and the exhale versus what I'm feeling doing that exercise.
Yeah. You're delivering so much life to your body in that moment.
Yes.
You're giving, you know, the oxygen that you need. So that's the game. That's the thing, number two. And so here's the thing about inhaling and exhaling. So how about you pinpoint, okay, what are some of the more stressful times in my day? If you have like a regular type of a schedule where, you know, these stressful moments usually pop up around, I don't know, 2:30, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, when you're trying to wrap up the day and, you know, you don't want to stay there all day. You know, if you know that's the time, then I would propose setting a reminder in your phone that at that time every day it goes off, you know, to take a deep breath at that time, because just us just reminding ourselves of that will definitely introduce that power, because it's more likely that we'll do it once we see it, like, oh, let me take a deep breath and then let me go forward and with what I have to do.
And I think it goes to something you've talked about on previous podcast, and that's the power in meditation. And when we use these meditation apps, for example, I use Breathe, and they have some meditations as short
as Breathe?
3 minutes. It's BREETHE, and I love that one. I've done all of them, but this one is my favorite. And she has one that comes out daily. So, you know, you can watch your streak. You know, if you forget a day, you got to start all over.
Right, right.
But it also tells you how often you've done it. And I love that she has, like, there's a 3-minute one. And she has one, like, if you're stressed at work, you know, just different. If you need, you know, to do meditation before you go to sleep. And in doing those, again, it's about my breathing and calming myself down. And when I have moments, again, going back to overwhelm, moments of just feeling like I just can't get it together, I start taking those deep breaths, you know, for it may be just for a minute to reset myself. So there definitely is power, even though that may sound simple. Inhale and exhale regularly throughout the day. That sounds simple, but it is so powerful what it yields.
Right. Again, not I already know that, but am I doing that?
That's the key.
Yeah. And so in cahoots with what you just mentioned, talking about meditation. The why in this acronym is yoga for exercise.
Oh, I'm gonna have to add that one.
Yes, yoga. Oh man, yoga is. I'm just feeling so peaceful even thinking about it right now as we're talking. Like, oh yes, yoga. And that's funny because I am not the most flexible human being. I'm like, I struggle to sit in Indian style.
Okay.
Like whenever we would be asked to do that in school as a more mature adult, I've tried to do that and I'm just like, this is really hard. Unless, I have been practicing yoga for an extended period of time. And I have to confess, I've been on and off with it. But I am, as a result of this podcast and teaching you, I've been able to, kind of hold myself accountable and realize this is something you need to, revisit and start to do again more regularly, because it was helping me so much when I was doing it. But yoga for exercise.
So how did you get into it? Because, when you think of yoga, not to be sexist. Yep. And I don't want to be that way, but nope. Typically we think men would not do yoga. So kind of explain your journey and how you got to the point to do yoga.
Right. It's funny because I kind of got into yoga in a very masculine way. If you, okay. Since you're bringing this up, because I did P90X at one point. This extreme, beach body exercise program. And in doing that, yoga was a part of it.
Okay.
And it was one of the ways that I, it was my true introduction to doing yoga on a more regular basis. Because I had done it, a couple classes before in college. Because I'm open to trying different things, different exercise, going to different class. I was open to that, even though I hated it. Whenever I did went to a group exercise class in college, I was just like, again, I can't really sit Indian style. Like, I struggle to do that. So I'm out on this yoga thing. But when I was doing P90X, I pushed myself in this process. So yoga was a part of that, and it never left my life, because I think once I really got into it, I really got to experience the benefits from it, and it just became a game changer, in my life, and it made me breathe better throughout the day, just because it helps with your respiration. Like, it improves your respiration, so even when you're not doing it, you're still more conscious of your breathing throughout the day, because you're practicing it so much when you're doing it. Wow. And even what you talked about as far as meditation, like, yoga is the one exercise that you can literally be alone with your thoughts in a really concentrated way and be able to hear your thoughts, because it's such a slow paced, it's such a slow paced exercise, environment that, you can actually think of. This is when I throw, I've mentioned these questions, some questions before, I'm not going into it right now, but one of the questions I ask myself in the morning is what are you most grateful for in your life right now? What about it makes you grateful? How does that make you feel? I can answer questions like that while I'm doing yoga.
Wow. So how long do you do it? Is there a particular program or an app you use?
I love this. I love this question.
Yes.
Because I'm not trying to do Yeah, I am not trying to do yoga all day. So I love this question. I just don't have that much time. And so I actually, my go-to is a woman on YouTube, her YouTube channel. I'll put that in the show notes as well. But it's called Yoga with Adrian. And this is important to mention because there's a lot of different yoga instructors and videos out there. There's an endless group of, you know, yoga people to choose from. But it's something about, I don't know, Yoga with Adrian. Like, I've really clicked with this particular form of yoga that she has. And she has like an endless amount of different videos and challenges. But her one that I go to the most consistently is, it's actually a 6-minute video.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it's called...
That's doable.
I think it's called 5 minutes with age, 5 minutes in the morning. But I think she snuck another minute in there. So it's actually 6. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
She told you it was 5, but then slid in another minute and then you didn't realize it. But
it was so good. She's like, yeah, I got to get another minute in.
Yeah, but hey, one more minute of that goodness is not so bad. So yeah, so again, I don't practice long. I think the longest video that I've done of hers is maybe like 25 minutes. So you don't, this is not something you have to be doing for hours on end, like, you know, and she has a variety that you can choose from and listen to your body. Like some of the things, some of the yoga exercises actually are more fitting to, you know, your body. If it makes you feel too uncomfortable to the point where you don't want to do it again, that's not healthy. You know, because you're likely not going to do it again if it makes right. you feel like you don't want to. So you should try to find some of the movements that mesh well with your body. And it's just an awesome experience.
Could you tell a difference after doing it? And I don't know how long you did it, if you did it every day, but in your flexibility. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, if I go back to when I was doing P90X, like, that was the most regular I've ever done yoga throughout my life. And when I tell you my balance, my flexibility, like, just everything about it was incredible. Like, my breathing throughout the day, it was just on another level. And I remember even playing, like, pickup basketball. And I remember I was gonna land on my head in this situation. Like, I jumped in the air to try to block a shot, and I like flipped over a guy's body. And the way that I landed was just, it was almost like I rolled and I rolled on the landing, and I stood up, and I it was at that moment that I just said, I know that what just happened is a direct result of me doing yoga as regularly as I was doing it, because there was no way I was going to fall that way, you know, without me having that type of balance that I had at that time and the flexibility I had. So, yeah, gotcha. It's definitely a game changer when you do it regularly. But even if you don't do it regularly, to experience the level benefits like that, like flipping over a guy, landing, you know, a certain way, even if it's just giving you time to like strengthen your, you know, your muscles or just kind of give your body a massage a little bit. It's kind of like that. You know, you're giving your body a massage and giving yourself an opportunity to meditate and breathe, work on your breathing. So you're doing multiple things at once and getting multiple, you know, benefits all at once. So yeah, I think it's a game changer. But yoga with Adrian. Go ahead.
Awesome. And I appreciate that it's on YouTube, because most of us on our smartphones have a YouTube app, which means, you know, whether you're traveling or if you're visiting family members or whatever, it's at our fingertips.
Right. It's right at your fingertips. Right. You know? In your hotel room. You can just pull it up and boom, there you go. Yoga with Adrian.
Or in your office.
Right.
You
or in your office,
like,
or wherever.
You know,
yeah.
Close the door. Or maybe you can get your colleagues. Let's do 6 minutes.
Look at
with
that.
Adrian. Let's reset.
Look at that. Yeah. You take it to the next level, building a community around it. I love it. I love it. But yeah, some of the other benefits, I think I mentioned increased flexibility, increased muscle strength, improved respiration. Also weight reduction. Like when you do it for a decent amount of time, like maybe 20 minutes or so, there's even a cardiovascular, you know, benefit to it as well. Where you're not having to run on a treadmill, you know, for half an hour, an hour, but you're still getting even that benefit, which is also great. And it just, it protects you from injury, but then also just lessens the chronic pains, you know, such as maybe lower backs or arthritis or even headaches that we talked about earlier. And part of that is probably having to do with the breathing aspect that, you know, goes into it as well.
Right.
And if you want to, kind of read up on even more extensive benefits on yoga, the American Osteopathic Association, they've written an article chronicling the benefits of yoga, and I'll include that in the show notes as well.
Awesome. Yeah, everything you've given us today is definitely game changing for sure. Oh my goodness, this is amazing, Robert. Oh
yeah,
I'm so excited. I hope you all are excited. I'm excited. I know the one thing I'm going to implement is I'm going to YouTube and I'm going to find Yoga with Adrian, because that's one thing that
Look
I have
that.
Not done. So thank you.
That's dope. I love to hear that. And it's funny that you mentioned the one thing that you're going to do is go find the Yoga with Adrian video this podcast is so giving that you don't even have to go look for it. You can just click the link in the show notes as it's there for you after this recording. You mentioned the one thing you will do, and that leads into the boss move of the week, which is... I'm going to ask you a question. What is the one thing you are going to take from this episode and apply? And I have an additional question for you. When are you going to do it?
Uh-oh, got us some accountability there.
Yes, when are you going to do it? I want you to, figure it out right now. All right, this is the one thing I'm going to do, and here's when I'm going to do it. Because so many times we say, I'm going to do something, but we never put a time to it, and it never gets done.
Yeah, and you gave us three things that we can do. I mean, that's the easy part, is you gave us three things that we can choose. DIY. Drink the amount of water you need. Inhale and exhale regularly throughout the day. Yoga for exercise. So we have three choices there to do our one thing, and when are we going to do it?
Right. And here's the thing. Don't be overwhelmed. If you listen to this episode, there's a bottomless pit of tips and tricks and resources and things that you'll get from listening to this podcast. But the key is, if you picked one thing per week and you said, this, I'm going to do this, do you imagine where you could be a year from now?
Wow.
Several months from now, even. I mean, just one thing. So don't get overwhelmed and feel like, I know I share a lot of things and I feel like they're all important. But for you, if you could just pick that one thing and say, I am going to commit myself to do this, then, you know, that's it. That's all, you know, you need to do. Because my goal in introducing this podcast to you was to just that you would become 1% better each week. And how do you do that? By applying what you learn. So I love you guys. I'm so grateful that you're tuning in every week. The numbers are growing. The countries that this podcast is being listened to is growing. We just most recently added Puerto Rico and India. So
awesome.
Oh, man. Just love you guys. And I want to interact with you. I want to hear from you about, you know, what topics you want to hear about, questions you have. Just I want to talk to you because I believe once we start to, you know, build our relationship through, you know, just dialoguing through Twitter. That's the medium we have right now at Robert Price CO. I want to grow with you guys. So,
Robert, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the content you're bringing every week. Thank you for the commitment to do this. I know it is really making a difference in my life. And I would venture to say on behalf of all the listeners, it is making a difference in their lives too. So thank you for what you do on a weekly basis to empower us to become more productive.
Oh, I love it. I thank you for that. I thank you for that. And just know for me, it's what I love to do. It's not work. I just love being able to share this stuff. So if you're listening and able to benefit from this in your life, also, if you could just leave a rating and review, if it's helping you, because one of the things that I'm guilty of, so I'm not judging you for doing this, because I've done this in the past. I'll listen to a show for a really long time and not rate it or review it. And that's sad if it's helping me. So I don't want you to be like me and listen and not rate and review the show. I want you to take a moment to go out, you know, on Apple Podcasts, give that 5-star rating and review, or any platform that you're listening on, not just Apple Podcasts, but any platform you're listening on, if you could just rate and review. That helps this podcast get spread to more places and more people all over the world. So if it's helping you, definitely do that so it can be spread abroad.
All right. Yes. Woo! Yeah. This was a great podcast, Robert. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Remember, it's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. You guys have an amazing, productive week.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of this show on Apple Podcasts. It will help me to keep delivering life-changing information for you every week.